Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, it's Arrow. Inside the Future Home podcast studio, Tom Duncan, Meg Butterly, and myself connect you to the stories of modern-day technology and how smart homes and smart devices are changing everything. If you're into technology, if you're an inventor, if you're a company that's got something brand new on the horizon, we want you on this podcast. Write to me, ROC, AROEC, at gmail.com. Future Home on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spreaker, and Spotify. All right, let's do it. Let's play it forward. A look at the unexpected changes endured by the entertainers, writers, camera people, and all others affected but not infected by the global invasion of the coronavirus. These are real people with real stories. The struggle to play it forward. Episode number 227 with Padgett Brewster from Bad Girl on Adult Swim. This is a half-hour animated comedy series inspired by Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law. The series is executive produced by Eric Richter and Christina Miller. It also stars Tony Hale, Rob Delaney, Lorelai Ramirez, Kether Donahue, and Sonia Dennis. We are unplugged and totally uncut with the always funny Padgett Brewster.
I'm doing well. How are you, Arrow?
Absolutely fantastic. So you're business, man. I'm telling you what, I went onto a website the other day and there's actually a website that does nothing but answer questions about you. It's like a quiz is what it is, and there's hundreds of questions. You're a game show.
What? No.
Yeah, you're going to have to go Google yourself and see this. It is the most amazing thing. And so what they do is they don't tell you the answers to the quiz, and you have to sit there and take guesses, and it's just question after question after question about you.
I am going to probably fail a quiz about me. That's what you're telling me to do when I finish this radio tour, Arrow. Go fail a quiz about you. Did you take it? How did you do?
I failed. I thought I knew.
I'm too complex. I'm just too complex.
And now you add Bird Girl to the mix. Now here comes a bunch more questions.
Oh, wow. That I would also get wrong.
What is so cool about Bird Girl is that, A, it's on Adult Swim, and that means, hey, we're going to have some fun with this one. And you must be having fun with it.
I really like these guys. And this is a spinoff from Harvey Birdman, which I did with Eric Richter and Mike Ualine years ago. And then we did a movie in 2018 with Gary Cole and Stephen Colbert and Peter McNichol. And they said to me, hey, what do you think about Bird Girl as a spinoff? And I was like, sure, I hope you'll let me audition. And they said, no, you're Bird Girl. You've played Bird Girl for years. And I was like, yeah, but, you know, the studio might want, you know, someone really famous and fancy. And they were like, no, don't worry about it. So we were able to start recording before the pandemic hit. We did a couple of episodes, and then we continued recording the voices from home. And so it's really exciting that it's coming out on Adult Swim this Sunday.
Let's talk about that, those studios at home, because even Michael with Premiere there and with me here, we're all sitting in our homes. What is that like for you to where, you know, that artist side of you is in your house? It's like you have to drive 12 feet.
Oh, have to drive 12 feet. I married, my husband is a composer and a musician, and so we turned our garage into a recording studio so he could score documentaries and films. So when the pandemic hit, we built a little voiceover booth, because It has to be dead. The space has to be dead. You actually have to be surrounded by carpet and ferny pads. So we built one with a stapler and some gobo. It's like a gobo. It's like a panels. And I would be huddled inside this little blanket fort recording. And you know who talked us through was Family Guy.
Really?
The engineer from Family Guy got on line with us and said, no, it's not dead enough, you know, reach back to me. And so Jeremy, we kept working on this thing, and then we invested in a voiceover booth because we both figured, oh, this is going to go on a long time, and this is the only way we're you know, going to be able to make money. And so luckily that's what we've been doing, and it's been really fun.
I actually have a friend who has this so-called new fandangle thing. It's called a floating booth, and that it doesn't touch the ground. It's floating, and so therefore it doesn't pick up any sounds, because in reality the walls of any room are nothing but a magnet, and it's pulling in sound from everywhere.
Right. Now, however, I think when you say floating, you mean that it's a structure built within another structure.
Exactly.
Or yep, on top of foam. Yep. Yeah, that's what we have.
Wow.
That's what we have. To me, when you say they have a floating booth, it sounds like something from a superhero movie. Like you have to step up to this hovercraft recording booth, which would be really cool.
Don't you love, though, the way that Bird Girl is taking over? She's now the CEO of 7&7, and it doesn't go perfect, which I think is just the greatest thing when things happen like that.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Obviously, Judy should have been given the job as CEO, but Phil left it to Bird Girl, who he respects more than his own daughter, not knowing it's the same person. And she does a terrible job. She's out, trying to stop muggings and not paying attention to the company. But the company is kind of a lousy company, let's face it. They make some terrible investment decisions, and the products they create are all pretty amoral. So it's an exciting show in a difficult time. It's funny and weird. It's absurd and a little dirty, just like I like it.
But see, that's what's going to make when they do the marketing for this, as we get closer and closer to Halloween, the Bird Girl is going to be a hot costume. There's going to be, and I just think it's, I think that people are going to adapt to it so well, because it's something that they can relate with.
I would love that. And you know what? Ooh, I hope someone on Amazon makes a cheap costume with a little red wig and the mask. Mm.
So now when you go into animation, and I know you've been doing it before, but when you go in there, are you not wearing a mask in a way? Because I mean, you have to step into the character of Bird Girl.
Oh, listen, I'm not that talented. Bird Girl is just how I talk, but faster and funnier. She has better lines because they were written by funnier people who write for a living. So I'm not Meryl Streep. I'm not playing a Polish victim of Dachau. Like Bird Girl is just Padgett Brewster talking really quickly. But I am good at that. I'm also good at anger, screaming, punching, running, and I can talk while drinking water. So I'm not saying I'm not gifted.
and you say that you're not Meryl Streep, but I'd like to argue with you on that final season of Community, because I mean that was my go-to during COVID, during the lockdown. We sat there and watched every single season of Community.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I love those guys.
You brought some energy. I mean, and it was amazing that when you first showed up on that set, it's like, uh-oh, what's going on here? But without being a spoiler, you just embrace that character so well.
Oh, thanks. Well, you know, they wrote that character so well. And that cast, really, what a lovely bunch of people. And we still text here and there. And those guys are so great and so supportive. And I've really been incredibly lucky. I have not worked with a lot of jerks. And there was not one jerk on that show. They were fantastic.
Wow. So now when you're doing the away from the office kind of thing for Bird Girl, how are you bringing it forward? I know you go into the studio and stuff like that, but what about editing and things like that? Do they call you up at 3:00 in the morning and say, hey, Padgett, I got to get you to do that break over again?
No, they're professionals. They set it up. They go through my manager. Sometimes they email me directly. and I'll say, okay. Mostly we set up a time and we have to go through Zoom and then Source Connect, and they're like, I can see them on Zoom, but the sound is off. They're recording me through a professional program that I don't know how to do that. My husband does that. Thank God. And thank God we haven't started hating each other. I would be so horrified if I was trapped in lockdown with someone who drove me crazy. I don't know how people are doing it. So he does all the recording, and it's a lot of fun.
So did you have one of those COVID love stories in the way that it's like you kind of look at each other going, wow, I really do feel like I could spend the rest of my life with you?
Well, we're already married, so the horse has left the barn. But we were also kind of hermits before. We're sort of built for the pandemic. We have a padded room that I can record funny voices in. I like to cook. He does all the technical stuff. And he doesn't talk too much. I think I do too much talking, but we haven't driven each other crazy. So I really appreciate being locked in with this guy. And I know how lucky I am that that's the case.
Do you see that your creativity level has increased because you have located space?
No.
Really?
No. I mean, my creativity has increased in trying to make Vietnamese food while I'm watching Top Chef. But my artistic creativity, I don't think so. I mean, I like doing voices. I do a lot of auditions because now I have this fancy voiceover agent. Whew, she puts me to work.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, what do you do during those moments when they go, nah, we gave it to Brenda? Why did Brenda get the job this time? I did better than Brenda.
I never ask who got it. But the other thing is, you know, the older you get, especially as an actress, you realize, people get hired for all kinds of reasons. It doesn't matter. One day it's me. Tomorrow it's Judy Greer. Next week it's Lauren Graham. It doesn't matter. We all, you know, knock wood, we all keep working. But you're never going to get everything, nor would I want to. Then I'd never get to try to cook and read a book on the couch and watch Ancient Aliens.
So you really are down to earth, just a regular person that just happens to have a voice that can go in any direction.
No, I'm pretty spoiled. I've been acting a long time. I'm one step away from needing someone to get me through the airport if I ever fly again. So no, I'm not down to earth. That's not possible.
I love it, man. You got to come back to the show anytime in the future. The door is always going to be open for you.
I would love to, Arrow. Thanks so much for helping me promote Bird Girl.
You bet. You be brilliant today, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Hey, that's Play It Forward. You can listen to other full conversations just like this one on all three of my podcasts, Like It's Live, Unplugged and Totally Uncut, and View from the Writing Instrument, all found on every digital platform.